The confirmation process is underway for former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue to be our 31st Secretary of Agriculture at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He made some opening comments, but then we primarily wanted to jump into some of the questions that were asked of former Governor Perdue, led off, first of all, by Kansas Senator Pat Roberts, as he asked about trade, and he also asked about farm bill preparation for the 2018 farm bill debate.
Governor, I'll begin by saying that our farmers and ranchers depend on strong trade relationships around the world. Expanding market access and ensuring that our producers have a level playing field is absolutely critical to our rural economy. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Office of U.S. Trade Representative have a history of working hand in hand to make sure that U.S. agriculture has an influential seat at the trade table. As this administration takes shape, I have been concerned that there may be too many cooks in the kitchen when it comes to trade, and we want to make sure that they are familiar with the main ingredients. In addition to the USTR, the President recently established a new National Trade Council at the White House and increased trade responsibilities under the Department of Commerce. The question is, what is the best way that the Department of Agriculture can continue and strengthen its involvement in establishing strong trade policies? How can we best work with the U.S. Trade Representative, the lead trade negotiator, along with other officials throughout the executive, to make sure that agriculture is a top, and I mean top, priority?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You're absolutely correct. And I think, as Senator Stabenow mentioned, agriculture needs a strong advocate, a tenacious advocate regarding one of the top issues. We're blessed in this nation to be able to produce more than we can consume. And we're grateful for that. But obviously, that implies that we need to sell the bounty all around the world. And you're correct. The relationship between the USDA and its trade representatives, as well as the USTR, as well as Secretary Ross and Commerce, will be vital. Those really begin with the relationships, I think, personal relationships. I've had conversations already in this pending time, awaiting confirmation, to discuss with Mr. Lighthizer and a conversation with Secretary Ross over the great opportunity they have to use the bounty of American agriculture to promote agricultural products and to sell those products around the world. I think building goodwill as well as doing the moral aspect of helping to feed that world.
In preparation for the 2018 Farm Bill, this year the committee has already started our process of listening to farmers, ranchers, and other stakeholders. Before we write any Farm Bill, the committee examines the program and asks what is working and what is not working. We will continue the listening and learning process over the weeks and months to come as we craft the next Farm Bill. I would greatly appreciate your commitment of the Department's resources to assist our committee during this entire process. Can we expect support regarding our efforts on behalf of America's farmers and ranchers?
Mr. Chairman, I look forward with great interest to be involved with you all as you look to deliberate and to create the 2018 Farm Bill. I will absolutely commit to you, if confirmed, the resources and the research of the U.S. Department of Agriculture to provide you the information you need to make good decisions. I value my own self as governor in being a facts-based, data-driven decision maker, and I think it's important that we take those facts of things that have worked, learn from the past, those things that have not worked, and create a farm bill for the future in 2018. I know that you and the ranking member are already on the job and doing that in your respective seats, states, and listening to our producers across the country as well as our consumers. So I will absolutely commit to you that you will have access to the resources of the Department of Agriculture and anything that you believe you need to the depth that you need, if I'm allowed to be secretary, to utilize those resources. There's great talent over there. We know that the men and women of the USDA have a great wealth of knowledge. The career employees have been doing this for years, and there's a great opportunity to learn from them as well as our producers. And I see the 2018 Farm Bill as an opportunity to meld the wisdom of those career people and with what you all hear in your own districts to make sure that a 2018 Farm Bill meets the needs of our producers, our consumers, and the American taxpayers in 2018.
Ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, Debbie Stabenow, asked the nominee about the Trump administration budget and their proposal to cut 21% out of the discretionary spending of USDA.
I think you're probably aware, Senator, without confirmation and not being confirmed, I've had no input into the budget. Obviously, I think you probably saw it before I did. Also having some concern. Obviously, as a member of the administration, I view this budget similar to what as governor when I'd get a revenue estimate that I didn't like as well. I didn't like it, but we managed to it. And my goal, I think you indicated the words in your opening statement that you want a secretary who can be a strong advocate and a tenacious advocate. If I'm confirmed, I'm going to get under the boards and get some room and work for agriculture producers and consumers to let this administration and any of the people there making those decisions in that budget area know what's important to America. I think the president understands that many of his votes came from the areas that you're mentioning and referred to. And I hope in the context of a balanced or a budget that meets the objectives that we can get agricultural share there. These are important programs. I recognize that. And I will do everything within my power, within the confines of the administration working there to match our desires are. I flippantly say sometimes I grew a $20 billion budget in Georgia to $16 billion during that 2003 to 2011 period of time, not necessarily voluntary, but with the dedicated work of the civil workforce in Georgia who really worked hard in those areas, we did do more with less. Some of that has to do with efficiency and effectiveness, which I look forward to engaging this USDA federal workforce in and inspiring them that we can do more. Obviously, it takes some money in many of these areas, and I promise to you I'll be a strong and tenacious advocate for that.
Burdensome over-regulations. That's something we hear a lot when we get into the world of agriculture as relates to EPA, the OSHA regulations, and more, even things like GPSA from within USDA. Senator Joni Ernst is the junior senator for the state of Iowa, and she talked about over-regulations as it relates to EPA, especially with the nominee of USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue.
One of the common refrains that I hear is about federal regulations, especially from the EPA, how they're harming their operations and making their lives pretty difficult, whether it's their misguided WOTUS rule or the delays in approving ag biotech products. The EPA almost seems to have an agenda against those that are in the agricultural community. How will you collaborate with the EPA to ensure that their work is helping rather than hindering our farmers and ranchers?
Thank you very much, Senator. I think, like many solutions, begins with personal relationships. I've taken the opportunity to visit with Administrator Pruitt already regarding some of these issues, and I think not only in the EPA, but in all agencies, we develop silos that are unfortunate because, as you well know, many of our producers, when a regulation is made in other places, whether it be labor or EPA or others, are the guys or the ones that get pushed off the boat. Mm-hmm. And my goal is to have an ongoing communications team identified with each of these agencies. It may be whether it's FDA, EPA, labor, OSHA, others, to identify the things that would be unintended consequences of regulations and to work together ahead of time before those regulations are promulgated to give us an opportunity in representing USDA, both agricultural producers and consumers, to let these other agencies know what the impact would be and what the cost-benefit reward would be to agricultural producers. So I think it becomes, I'm a kind of a face-to-face sort of person. I believe in going directly and communicating transparently about the needs and about the desires there. Our farmers as good stewards. I think they want to be. If they have the right tools from a conservation perspective, they want to care for the land. They're the ones that are making their living out there, and I believe they want to do that. rather than prescriptive, onerous type regulations. Let's give them the ability to do that and incentivize them in a way where they can be even better than they've been in the past. But the progress that you indicated that we've made over the last several years with doing more production with less inputs, precision agriculture, better use of water, and those kind of things, and no-till, all those sorts of things, preserving our soil, our producers have done a good job at that. They want just a kind of a fair shake in being able to produce without the onerous prescriptive type of regulations that harm their ability to continue to perform.
Nominee to be the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, saying that he will be an advocate within the Trump administration, talking about what's good for U.S. farmers and ranchers and for rural America, indicating that he's already had some conversations with former Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt about the role of EPA. Of course, the role of EPA likely to be radically different under Scott Pruitt compared to Gina McCarty. Senator Roberts, by the way, did indicate that no confirmation vote was going to happen today. We did not expect one. He said that a business meeting regarding the confirmation of Sonny Perdue to be Secretary of Agriculture would happen as soon as he possibly could get it scheduled. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.